You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
And then, boom, boom.
That's excellent, man.
Come on, we're going to do it. They get going. We're 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 going.
That's right. It is Four Question Friday. Phil off today, so it is Judd and Declan and Kevin O'Connell. I think that's about, and it's not bad, but I think that's about as uncomfortable as I've seen him. Like, I think at first he was like, that's great, and then they kept going. McAfee is phenomenal. But yeah. I think KOC was like, oh, okay, are we going to talk? He's like, okay, yeah, it's great, man. Anyway, all right, Four Question Friday, in which we present four very hard-hitting, difficult, sometimes controversial questions regarding the Vikings, the National Football League, and then one off-the-wall choice, and attempt to answer them and have a lot of fun as I sit here and sip on my coffee. All right, Declan, are you prepared? Are you prepared? You're going to go first.
I think I'm prepared.
It's ordinarily and then you and then Phil, but you're going to go first this time.
All right, so Four Question Friday. You said aside from Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins, give me one Vikings player you expect to thrive the most in Kevin O'Connell's offense.
Yes, again. This is judged off of what I saw in the first open OTA on Tuesday. There will be another one for the media next Tuesday, but give me one player. So, like, we know Cousins is supposed to benefit a lot from the presence of Kevin O'Connell. Justin Jefferson is obvious, almost too obvious. So give me another player that you expect to be the primary beneficiary offensively of what O'Connell is going to bring.
You know, this one's vanilla, but I thought he took a big step forward last year, and I think just in general, the Vikings are going to be using more wide receiver sets, and this guy will have even a bigger season, and I'm going to go with KJ Osborne. I thought KJ Osborne had a really solid second season with the Vikings. He was drafted as a kick returner, and he developed into a more of a route runner and was able to get open a lot. Kirk hit him on some very big plays last year. I mean, I know the two that come off to mind to me are against the Cardinals early in the season on a beautiful dime from Kirk, and then against the Steelers as well. He had a great touchdown in that game. I think KJ Osborne also jumps up a little bit here. And look, let's be honest, Adam Thielen, still a very good wide receiver, but is injury prone, and he's now has become more of a red zone target, which is good on him. Good for Adam Thielen to be a red zone target there. He's always going to be able to find some touchdowns. But I think KJ Osborne's actually going to help stretch the field a little bit. I'm excited to talk about this too. I have a Vikings vent line on Sunday, and I'm going to be talking to Vikings fan on this very topic about who else in this offense is going to be a beneficiary.
You're stealing my question?
I'm stealing your question. I'm asking it to Vikings fans because the fans want to know. I want to know what the fans want to hear.
We are a fan-friendly
show. Yep. The fan-friendliest show in all the land, Purple Daily.
Because we don't judge.
Every Sunday. We don't judge.
We judge the teams, not you.
Someday. Don't worry, I'm not taking off my shirt. It says someday on here.
Okay. You froze for a second, so I couldn't see a thing. Someday's a great thing. Okay, so I'm going to go with a guy that I actually asked a couple questions to about this very topic on Tuesday post-practice, Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook, to me, is incredibly intriguing, and here's why. The reality is this. Dalvin Cook, as a Viking, and Justin Jefferson, too, it's not like they lack touches. Like, they put up really good statistics. So this has never been about, why don't they use them at all? They do use them a lot. But in Dalvin Cook's case, how long did we say, there's more there, man? I mean, it wasn't just like we were sitting there spitballing and like, oh, man, you know, nobody uses their running back like this, but the Vikings should. I mean, Alvin Kamara came into the league at the same time that Cook did, 2017. Look at the receiving stats. Like, Cook is okay. Kamara's off the charts. Kamara is off the charts. Sean Payton found ways to use Kamara up until I think he missed four games last year. But up until then, he was catching like 80 passes. It's just ridiculous. But that's how he can be used. And on Tuesday, at the open OTA, you know, Dalvin at times is split out wide. Dalvin himself, while he wouldn't reveal too much, I believe at some point this week, tweeted out that great catch, and it was a great catch and a great throw by Kirk that he made against Pittsburgh. So, like, there is a lot more there. And it's not even that Dalvin has to touch the ball all the time. It's the threat that he might and where he lines up. And if Jefferson moves, and he's going to, moves around now. And Dalvin, you know, on first down, he's in the backfield. On second, he's split out wide, right? So Dalvin Cook, I'm so intrigued because we talked about guys like Cook and on the defensive side of the football, Anthony Barr. Like, when's Anthony Barr going to rush the passer? And he never really did. So Dalvin Cook, to me, stands to be a beneficiary big time just in how he's deployed and in how he's used. And it's not that he was forgotten about previously. He never was. But I always thought it could have gotten far more creative. And I think there's an opportunity here. I'm not going to guarantee a damn thing now, but I think there's an opportunity now that we are going to see that. All right, question two. On a scale of 1 to 10, Declan Goff, how big of a mistake are the Vikings making if they don't sign Mackey's guy, contractually obligated to be named once a show on Purple Daily, J.C. Treader, to take over at center? And just to provide some perspective, the Vikings have right now just over $11 million in salary cap space to work with.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most disappointing, right?
Yeah, 10 being an egregious miss. 1 being Garrett Bradbury's fine, back off Zolga.
6. Just a 6 for me. I think J.C. Treader is, yes. As of right now, you put a gun to the head, who would you rather have as a starting center? Give me J.C. Treader. He's a darn good player, but he's up there in age, too, and I don't know what he's asking for in terms of money. And also, this is the one thing I think we always forget about in football, because it's easy to come in baseball and be a late addition and just get your swings in and get your throws in, and you'll be accustomed to the game. Picking up a playbook is tough, and the center is one of the smartest positions on the diamond, or on the gridiron, I should say. And Treader, although a veteran and has been there and done that, every day that passes that he is not in this offense is a day behind him, and it's going to be tougher for him to pick things up. And Garrett Bradbury, although he's learning a new offense too, basically, he's been in the league for a few years, every day that passes that J.C. Treader isn't on this Vikings team, he is another day that he is not able to learn this playbook. And I need my center to be ingrained in this offense just as hard as the quarterback. So, yes, I think he's an upgrade over Garrett Bradbury, but I'm not necessarily going to be losing sleep if they ignore signing him. That's where I'm at with it.
I think it's an 8 because now, to your point, is the perfect time to sign him. There's plenty of time to learn. He can be part of the process of the camps that are going on now of helping out. And he's incredibly smart, been around. He has knee problems, but he is coming off a very solid year. And the longer the clock ticks, the more it becomes apparent that he's probably going to have to take a deal if he wants to play. Now, if he, you know, has said behind the scenes, I'm done, but it sounds like he is not. I think it's an 8 because I don't trust Garrett Bradbury at all, and I don't think there's a sufficient backup here. And I'll keep saying it. I don't understand when you are intent on, and this is a good thing, giving Kirk Cousins every opportunity, every advantage to show people, to shut them up, not with statistics, but with actual wins and with a guy at center who could help him, who's a veteran too, who can calm him down. I think right now it's an 8 because the one of the things I don't get, there's a lot of things this team's done I don't get, but I don't find them all to be egregious. The decision to try and win in 22 and put together a competitive roster, but think that you can get Bradberry to a place where he's going to be absolutely fine, and if not good, which he needs to be, if this team wants to achieve what they're talking about, Dex, I think they're making a grave mistake here. I really do. I think that they are, again, twins-like. They are believing that they can do something that can't be done. And just because you're new does not mean that you're going to change everything. Can they change Kirk to win more games, be more successful? Perhaps. Can they deploy Jefferson to be more successful and dangerous? I think absolutely. Absolutely they can. Dalvin Cook, I think they can do more there. But I don't think Garrett Bradberry can be changed, man. I think he is who he is, and I think he is a well-meaning human being. But you know what? Good intentions mean nothing. So I think it's an eight. I think that there is a player sitting in front of them who, yes, he would be here a year and probably done, and that's absolutely fine. But if you want to win, give yourself a shot. And the center position is far too important. Far too important. And we all know that interior pressure is Kirk's undoing. And they are essentially, what are they really saying? Well, one of these veteran guards is going to come in and help Garrett Bradberry. I mean, it's one thing to be confident. It's another thing to allow your ego to get in the way of your decisions. And I think this is one where it's ego and saying, we're going to make this work. And I think that they are absolutely wrong. Before we get to question three, I want to tell you right now that there is a team out there that's looking for players. And this is your opportunity, PD Nation, your opportunity to jump on board, because Polka Dot Dairy is looking for drivers to join their team. And now you're like, okay, Jed, that's great, but give me some particulars. Give me some financials. You are JC Treader. You're asking me for details. Going to give them to you right now. Starting salary, $60,000. This is really cool. 401k match. A 401k match is great. No weekends. It is all early morning hours. So if you like to get up, get a cup of coffee, get going, get done, this is the job for you. Current CDL license is required. Polka Dot Dairy is a Minnesota-based and family-owned company with a fantastic workplace environment. Go to polkadotdairy.com. That's polkadotdairy.com. Click on jobs to apply and join their winning team at Polka Dot Dairy. All right, question number three, Declan Goff, National Football League. This is all-consuming, but this happens every year, and so yep. I want us to get ahead of this one. Which bad team from 2021, and that means five or more games under 500. So not just like, oh boy, Seattle had an off year, okay? Which bad team from last year do you think makes a big jump in 2022? I'm going to give you the candidates. 4-13 Jets. 4-13 Texans, 3-14 Jaguars, 4-13 Giants, 6-11 Bears, 3-13 Lions, or the 5-12 Panthers. Which one of those are we going to see halfway through and say, wow, look at that team?
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets. 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 Give me Zach Wilson, baby. I think this second year is going to be big for him. They got Sauce Gardner. They made some splashes in free agency. Robert Saleh, I'm not in love with as a head coach, but I do think the Jets take a step forward. Now, the AFC is a gauntlet. AFC is a tough place to be. AFC West is the best division in football, so their path to the playoffs is probably winning the division on that side if you're a Jets fan. But I think the Jets, of all these teams that you listed, are probably the team that I like the most to take a step forward next year and have a potential to win. So I'm going to go with the Jets. Curious what you have to say, but I go with the Jets.
I like that one, but I will not parrot it. I am going to go with the 3-14 Jaguars.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson can coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trevor Lawrence going into his second year, I think is really good. I still think he's mm-hmm. really good. Mm-hmm. Urban Meyer was a buffoon. He was a buffoon. He doesn't even qualify as a slappy. He doesn't deserve slappy.
He
was awful. He was an idiot. He actively cost that team games. I think the Jaguars, look, I don't think they're great, but I don't think they're that bad. And Peterson's going to get far more from the offense. I think the breath of fresh air is going to be absolutely enormous, which is going to help, which, by the way, I think the breath of fresh air is going to help here as well. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars surprise. And look, does that mean that if they're a playoff team in the AFC? No. But does that mean that we get eight games in and they're competitive? Absolutely. But the Jets is good, too. I could see the Jets. Wilson year two. I think that that team at some point in time, too, right, Dix? You just have so many high draft picks. Unless you're idiots, they start to come through. So, right. Yeah, I think the Bears are going to continue to be terrible. I think that that's their plan. The Lions, I am never going to predict again in my life that the Lions are going to be good until they actually are. The Panthers could jump back up, but I don't think so. If they really start with Sam Darnold and Matt Rhule, I think is a slappy. Oh, I think he's a slappy bordering on buffoon, but a definite slappy. The Texans are terrible. They're just terrible. And the Giants, what are the Giants doing? I mean,
I don't know.
Danny Dimes, they didn't pick up his option, which is about the most damning thing that you could possibly do, especially to a quarterback, but he's coming back. Like, anyway. So, yes.
I will say if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, though, if you're a Jags fan and you, you know, you're down in Florida, nice little area.
Yep.
I want to give our friends an Aquaside account because, you know, they've been helping people maintain nice lake shores for over 60 years. Whether you're in Jacksonville or here in the Twin Cities or anywhere you own a lake cabin in the Midwest, don't let weeds overtake your lake or pond this summer. Call Aquaside today or go to aquaside.com. They've been killing lake weeds for over 60 years. Aquaside pellets, too, are their top seller. It's a do-it-yourself product, and it's very easy to use. They will walk you through how to do it. So you don't have to have someone come out there to your lake shore, make sure you're home in time, waiting for them. No, you bring the stuff to your own lake and it gets rid of the stuff for you. And it's red. In case you're wondering, is it safe? Yes, it's registered with the EPA and the DNR. Aquaside and aquaside.com.
Okay, so I just had a thought here. I'm out by the lake.
Yep.
Comfortable chair.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some tunes.
Oh, yeah.
A book in hand.
Yeah, okay.
And now I need a drink.
Miss me with the book, but everything else sounds great. Yeah.
And now I need a drink. Because, I mean, I'm enjoying... Aquaside has taken care of any concerns. So I am concern-free. But I want a beverage. I want a beverage and I want a beer. And I'm going to tell you right now. There's no question. There's no question about the choice. It is one of the many delicious brands from Surly Brewing. Now, in my case, I happen to be a furious guy, but Declan Goff there, Aquaside guy, Declan Goff. He, you know what? He likes furious just fine. But I have a feeling if you're sitting by a lake on the lake shore, and you have a Surly in hand, I have a feeling it's going to be a summertime one. Correct?
Yes, I am in fact coining the Surly Supreme as the Dex Tweets beer of summer. It's now summer, Judd, and the Surly Supreme is the beer of summer for me, and even my friend Surly Dave. Dave, great guy. Helps us out all the time, right? He told me to drop a little bit of tequila in that Surly Supreme. And let me tell you, life-changing. And Dave told me, he says, Dex, I'd never steer you wrong. But you know, you ever know. Some guys might be messing with you. Dave does not mess with me here. Drop a little bit of tequila in there in that nice sunshine. And yes, if I'm at a bar stool either next to Judd or usually away from Judd, because Judd doesn't like to meet me at the bar because he knows how the person I am outside of work and inside of work.
Sports Dad does not approve of the sports line.
But if I'm at a bar stool, I love me a good furious. But if I'm out in the summertime and I'm enjoying the nice weather, give me a Surly Supreme 8 days a week.
In fact, too, if you are by the lake drinking a Surly, Declan, what would you suggest that a loyal PD viewer or listener does?
Show us your cans.
Yeah, exactly right. Tweet at Jay Zolgad, at Dex Tweets. Show us your cans. And support our sponsors because they keep us on the. We're not really on the air. What are we?
Not on the alive.
I was just going to say on the
financially
air.
Financially gained. I don't know.
No, but I mean, where are we? We're on YouTube. We're on
we're
I was
podcasting,
just going
to
say on the air.
Everyone who's watching us knows. We're on the air.
All right. Question number four. This is the wild card question of the week on Four Question Friday. Declan Goff, would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life? So would you rather pause or rewind things?
So
I picked this out just for you because I figured it would challenge you. This seems like a very Declan question. This feels very Declan-like.
I am a very much in the moment kind of person.
Okay.
And I'm not someone who likes to really hamper on the past. As philosophical really? I can get here, I don't like to go back in time and would react to rework something in my own life. In my own life, would I like to rework many franchises and teams and sports that I cover? Yes. Sure. I would love to rework that, but I have no ability to do that. But I think, again, as philosophical I can get here, every step that you took in the past gets you to where you are here today. So if I'm going to rewind something to fix something that I made a mistake on or I want to be better at, well, then the current version of Declan is a lot different, most likely. So I'd rather pause. There's probably going to be something, and there's some things that have already happened in life that I would like to just have a little bit of a pause button on and don't have to have time move forward in that linear fashion. So I would lean on the pause button. That's where I'd be at. I'd lean on the pause button.
That's really interesting. I thought you would not say that. I thought that you would go back and change some things. All right. That's good. Yeah, pause for me. Pause for sure. Now the rewind. So this is intriguing. From a personal standpoint of like life, it's pause. From a sports standpoint, I'm rewinding things. Yeah. No question about it. I am rewinding things. I'm going back and either changing things or just flat out going back and watching things live that I didn't see.
Right.
So like sports wise, this ain't close. I ain't pausing things. I'm going back. Personal life wise, yeah, pause. You just pause stuff. You just sort of slow things down, right? See it clearer, mm-hmm. perhaps make a better decision. I'm surprised by your response. Yeah. I really thought I had you there and I didn't at all.
Well, you know what? You don't have to pause. You can go up to a Brainerd International Raceway here, who has America's fastest drivers who are coming to Minnesota for an experience of a lifetime. Brainerd International Raceway is bringing the Discovery Channel's Street Outlaws and the No Prep Kings to the Brainerd Lakes area June 17th and 18th. And you're probably wondering, what are the No Prep Kings? It's the newest series in the Street Outlaw franchise. And in this competition, it's one race is just a small battle in a larger war. And No Prep means that nothing has been done to the track to help drivers out. So these roads are rough and they're untested. So if you want to see some great action at the Brainerd International Raceway June 17th and 18th, visit BIRMN.com. For camping, yeah, you can camp too.
Oh, really?
And ticket information. And yes, camping and ticket information.
Oh, nice. Go up there and camp. Perhaps take some, let's say, Surly's with you.
Exactly. So you can combine all those great things into one at the Brainerd International Raceway, June 17th and 18th. Visit BIRMN.com for camping and ticket information.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think we're done. I think we're done, Declan Goff.
We are done, sir.
All right, we'll be back, of course, on Saturday with Purple Daily Reads the Comments. Mackie will be back on Monday, and we will talk to you then.